This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Videl was struggling with the buttons, so Gohan sat her up on his legs and he took care of the rest.
Dave, the way you said freed, I just imagined like he unzips his pants and it's a little tiny Mel Gibson that comes out a la Braveheart. Freedom!
You mean your penis isn't a tiny Mel Gibson?
I thought I painted mine blue.
The year is 2015. The world is once again engulfed in darkness. It has been 100 years since the last appearance of the Castle of Fanfiction, and as the full moon rises over this accursed land, a vast silhouette of towers and spires materializes, its form spreading to the far horizon. Every harbinger of good begins to feel empty inside, while the forces of evil grow ever more in strength. The Castle of Fanfiction, a sprawling mass of stone housing the worst horrors mankind can imagine and beyond. For every time the castle has appeared, the Nighthorse clan has also come forward to send it back to the void. Within these walls, the powers of the light will challenge Hell's greatest creations. Will our brave warriors, Valerie, Logan, David, and Steve-O, hold the candle of humanity aloft after the battle? Or will the flame be snuffed out by the terrors within? The only sure thing about this encounter is that it is a Friday. Friday night fan fiction.
It's in that game.
He does not.
He does not what?
David Hayter does not make an appearance in Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh, I was going to say, because he doesn't cut foot loose.
I mean,
because you touch yourself at night.
Because everybody's got to cut foot loose. Take off your Sunday shoes.
Everybody touches themselves at
everybody
night.
Everybody cut.
Yes.
A foot loose.
Everybody cut a foot loose. Anyways, this is Friday Night Fan Fiction. As normal, I am Steve-O. Not that I'm normal, but it is normally for me to be Steve-O. Joining me tonight is apparently a man dying of throat cancer.
Yeah, that's me.
David as normal as well. And our guests tonight are the venerable, amazing, incestual Trench and Tony.
Hell!
Wait a minute. Three of those things.
Trench and Tony are what? You guys are part of Nerdy Show stream team, right?
Yeah, and you know, I think we've got a couple other people who are on the stream team as well. Maybe some jackasses who are also on this
yeah, probably.
Fan fiction.
Yeah, and it's been a couple...
I'm not on the fan fiction. What are you talking about?
As David starts writing his Back to the Future fan fiction.
Bernie Sanders whipped out his hellacious socialist cock. Doc Brown could only say one thing. Great Stalin.
Of course, because inscribed on Bernie Sanders' 72-year-old penis is a tattoo of the Berlin Wall, and asks if he'd like...
You'd like to go down on it?
Yes!
You lead in with 72. I wasn't sure if you were going with 17-year-old.
Tear down my wall.
No. Mr. Gorbachev, fluff up these balls.
Here's a picture of a snake girl with her tits out.
Today... David is the first one to start posting the Rule 34. Good for you. Also,
yep,
welcome
Bernie
to everybody.
Sanders,
David always the first one to start posting the Rule 34.
Welcome to everybody in the chat room as well. Trench and Tony, it's a pleasure having you back on. What have you all been up to in the past couple of weeks?
Being busy.
Really? Doing what?
Well, I draw and work sex. 40 hours a week, and then there's sex, and then there's also going to the Gulf Coast to...
Dude, you live like right next door to the Gulf Coast. You can't say you're going to the Gulf Coast when it's right outside your back door.
It's not right outside my... It's like a three-hour fucking drive.
Yeah, 3 hours because your backyard is the Everglades.
Wait, Tony, do you live in a swamp?
No, I live in Orlando.
So a swamp. A swamp.
That's close to a
outside
swamp.
Outside of a swamp.
Yeah.
No, that's a swamp. That is a city built on a swamp, much like DC, Swamp City.
DC is not a swamp. Well, I mean, if you count all the politicians.
It was built on top of one.
Yeah. Well,
they drained it, and then
it grew back.
Yep.
They didn't drain it. They just relocated it a couple hours south in Fort Lauderdale. Anyways, tonight we're reading a Dragon Ball Z fanfiction by Android 20 Sarah called The Tamanegi Saga. This seems pretty innocuous enough. Disclaimer.
Yeah, I say that, but you haven't seen Bernie Sanders' dick go Super Saiyan, bro.
Disclaimer, I do not own any of the characters, places, likenesses, names mentioned in this fanfiction. The content of this fanfiction is purely fictional and no way correlates to real people, events, or likeness. This fanfiction takes place after Battle of the Gods, but before Resurrection of F. This fanfic is rated NC-17, for contains mature scenes, violence, and gore, so if you don't like that stuff, please do not read this. There's lots of pregnant sex in this, so if you don't like pregnant sex, you probably shouldn't read it either.
It's got Gorbachev. It's got Gorbachev in it, Steve. Aren't you happy?
Trench, if you wouldn't mind leading us off on page 2.
What are we all drinking tonight, by the way?
Oh, I have Patron half and half with limeade.
I'm gonna keep drinking this black velvet until the bottle is empty so I can move on with my life.
Black velvet.
Dude, get out of my brain.
Black velvet like a little boy's wang.
What?
Steve! The NSA does listen to this. Normally for reasons of entertainment.
So the NSA knows that when I drink whiskey, I have the penis of a 5-year-old equivalent. Yes.
Jesus, stop.
You're not going to last long in prison, Steve.
Coming from you, Trench, I will take that as sage advice. But Trench, you read first.
I'm drinking a White Russian tonight.
Oh, marvelous.
So you're the dude.
Yep.
Do you abide?
Of course I do. What kind of question is that?
One that must be asked.
All right. Episode 101, A New Threat Emerges. Seven months has passed since Lord Beerus crashed. Fuck me, what's crashed?
Off to a great start.
Yeah, I don't even need the alcohol for that. Since Lord Beerus crashed Bulma's birthday party and battled it out with Goku, Z fighters, still on edge from the encounter, can be found training all across the world.
All across.
Except for Grohan, who is a little preoccupied with his very pregnany wife, Videl.
Pregnanny. Videl. Is she an onion?
Apparently. I was going to say, I'm off to a great start.
Oh,
Gohan! Gohan was feeling excited because since the pregnancy started, he hasn't been able to have alone time with Videl, but she is now starting to be affected by all the hormones, and he can tell that soon she will want to get fucked.
How can he tell? Is there an equivalent to the Ghostbusters PK meter that detects horniness?
No, it's like power level. Your wife is just constantly putting her mouth on your balls, and you're like, whoa, what's she doing that
for? Look, honey, I know that those cucumbers look delicious, but you don't need to fillet them every time I get them out of the bag.
It's the alternate setting for the...
Did you just describe your balls as cucumbers?
No! That's a weird porn image.
You're the one who said it!
I'm not the one who imagined it. Anyways, keep reading,
Trent. Logan. He's got throat cancer.
For now, they had just arrived home from a long day of baby item shopping, and Gohan got a little worried when Videl went straight to the couch.
Oh yeah, couch, you know just what I need.
Ugh. Videl let out a breath of air. I am so huge right now. I feel like I have all 7 Namekian Dragon Balls inside me.
Ew!
Jokingly.
Gross!
Well, Gohan started as he set down their shopping bags on the table.
She doesn't even know what a Namekian Dragon Ball looks like. She wasn't even around during that time.
I didn't even know she was a real character
at this point. Are you really looking for continuity in anything related to Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
Well, they have continuity. They just have too much of it. You know, they take 17 episodes to say Gohan let out a wicked fart.
Was he even charging it for the last 23?
Oh, that's so much better.
A lot of
all of this chipotle with the rice, because Gohan is Japanese for rice.
I can't think of anything more we could wish for after this day of shopping. He sheepishly grinned, embarrassed at the number of things that Videl talked him into buying. Videl didn't look amused by Gohan's response. Then her face softened and she cast her gaze down at the floor before
asking.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you want to pronounce that. F-L-L-O-R.
No, Swedish is the way to go with that. Swedish is the way to go. The fjord.
Hey, Gohan. I know it's been a while since, you know, we haven't made love since, well, since this, she gestured at her enormous bump. Since this happened.
Since I was diagnosed with thyroid.
Since I was diagnosed with baby.
Since Logan was diagnosed with Christian Bale Batman.
It's not what I do, but what I pregnate that defies me. I didn't ask for this. That's Adam Jensen. It's not Batman.
He was a cyborg Batman, and he didn't ask for this.
No one asked for this.
I did.
When she looked up at him, his face began to violently blush. Oh, well, you know I'm okay with whatever you want. I know that it's a difficult time for you, and I wouldn't want to put any unnecessary stress on you or anything. He nervously placed his hand behind his head and smiled at her. Again, Videl didn't look amused by the response she was just given. Her brows curled up and her body became tense all over. She rolled herself up off the couch and marched right up to Gohan and forcefully grabbed his arm.
Ah, she turned into a Wookiee!
Believe he cares at all?
Damn it, you beat me to it.
Let the Wookiee fuck. Brings a whole new definition of the term shagging.
I hate you.
That's fair.
We all hate you.
Hashtag better without Tantra.
Hashtag better.
Hashtag better without Wookiee.
But not better without Nookie.
Can we keep reading?
Please read. Jesus.
So take that and shove it up your yeah.
You have to drink every time you stop reading. That's a rule.
Whoa, Videl, are
yes,
you okay?
Yes, but just like sexuality, it can be bent very, very hard.
Gohan said in surprise.
Bend your wiener.
Videl remained silent as she dragged him to their bedroom.
Fire.
She threw...
Drink! Become drunk on your failures.
Good.
Your failures.
Yeah.
She threw Gohan down on the bed, and he looked at her with an odd mixture of both fear and wonderment.
And then Videl took out her club and bashed her mate on the head so that he would be hers for life.
So Gohan was scaroused. The guy who beat Cell was scared of his wife, who is basically his mom, which is weird.
The forcefulness that Videl threw him down on the bed reminded him of training they often had before she was pregnant, and embarrassingly, he instantly started to become hard.
How embarrassing is that? Your wife is about to come on to you. David,
please.
It
never happens in real life. What, is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn.
Oh, I thought you were just asking me to come on to you.
Well, that too, but that's for after the show.
Yes, Dave, come on me.
All right, come on, Eileen. So, what do we want? What do we want? What do we want from
just
voice?
Just go normal. We're only 15 minutes in. We're still feeling this out.
Videl began to peel her clothes off with her dairy milk skin.
Is that bacon pecan?
Yes. She looked straight at Gohan with fire in her eyes and forcefully stated,
"You're going to fuck me, Gohan."
First off, it's "you're gonna." And I would actually like to hear the most petite voice you can imagine that's still within the audible octave range for Videl.
Oh, you're gonna fuck me, Gohan.
That's good. I like that. That works. Shivers in my sphincter.
Look, bitch, you're gonna fuck me. That's the highest voice I can do right now.
Alright, so Gohan stared, as in, like, things you step on, back at her. The firksiness in her eyes was filling him drunk. One of his favorite things is for Videl to bring all the aggression from training and sparring into the bedroom. He loved nothing more than to be on the receiving end of her sexual desires.
Receiving.
That's what I said.
No, it is not. You're a damn liar.
Taking in whatever her ape tit.
Appetite.
No, it's not spelled correctly.
But it's apparently it's still pronounced the same way.
Appetite. Whatever. Okay, whatever. Begged for. Like, as in...
For!
Or that. The more he thought about it,
the more it... Oh, fuck. The more his member began to string tightly against his pants.
So it was being emptied like a big container of noodles?
Videl was now completely in front of him. Oh, shit. Mr. Word?
a rather important word for the point of that sentence, too.
Naked.
Videl was now completely naked in front of him. He hadn't really noticed just how pregnant she was until she no longer had those pesky clothes to hide under.
I didn't realize how pregnant you were.
Hid under.
That's what I said. Her bump expanded almost comically out from under her breast and curved perfectly into her pelvis. He was taken aback for a moment, thinking about the life he had helped create and that now had... no one talks like this!
It's an internal monologue. Of course people don't talk like this.
Fuck you, Steve. Thinking about the life he had helped create that had now saturated her so fully, she looked as though she might pop. And he was getting ready to fill her a bit more. Videl leaned over Gohan on the bed and attempted to unbutton his shirt, but her bump was so large that it simply pressed against his erection, tightly pushing against his pants to be freed. Videl was struggling with the buttons, so Gohan sat her up on his legs and he took care of the rest.
Dave, the way you said freed, I just imagined like he unzips his pants and it's a little tiny Mel Gibson that comes out a la Braveheart. Freedom!
You mean your penis isn't a tiny Mel Gibson?
I thought I painted mine blue.
It would explain why my penis is vehemently anti-Semite.
That doesn't make any sense.
He's reformed, so it's okay.
Gotcha.
It's just like if you eat bacon, you're no longer actually Jewish.
That little part of your genome dies.
Exactly. The Jew genome.
The Jew genome.
Go ahead.
I'm trying, but I keep messing up and I keep drinking.
It's just gonna make it worse, you know?
Oh, I know. He flung his shirt out on the floor and undid the buckle in his pants before looking to Videl for the next move. She lifted herself up and slid his pants off along with his underwear, so the two were both naked on top of the sheets. As soon as Videl removed Gohan's underwear, his member sprung up and stiffened. Videl took a moment to take it in. It had been so many months since she had seen him so rock hard. His penis towered there at a solid 9 inches, but with a very pleasurable-sized girth. He is half Saiyan, you know.
That has nothing to do with his girth!
His veins bulged up his shaft, leading to his smooth, glossy head, soaked in pre-cum.
Hang on. I need to comment on something that Steve said. Saiyans are very, very close to apes, so they actually have very short but wide penises.
I haven't spent a lot of time.
Steve-O, are you typing?
Maybe you should do a little more research on primate genitalia.
Okay, I'm opening a private tab now.
Why you do this, Logan?
Go ahead, David.
It's my job.
Nope, closing that tab.
Videl was instantly drawn onto it like a moth and leaned into her with her face. She began to run her She began to run her tounge up and down the length of it, making sure to get every very wet and very fun.
God damn it, Dave. Jesus.
I'm trying, dude. I'm fucking trying, all right?
This isn't even that bad.
Making sure to get everything very wet and stimulated. Videl wasn't convinced that Gohan was as rock hard as he could be, and decided to try and give him some help.
I think you can be harder for me, Gohan.
She said with an almost evil grin.
Tony!
Well, this is a surprise. Gohan rock hard in front of Videl? Well, what's going to happen next?
I've been aroused by onions before, too, so...
Can't go on. Push more rock hard.
Find out next time, by which I mean now, on Dragon Balls Deep. She pushed Gohan's member deep.
Waiters.
She pushed Gohan's member into her mouth and began rhythmically sucking on it. She would force the shaft deeper and deeper into her mouth with each pump up and down.
Be careful, you're going to overinflate the tires.
That would be nice.
Eventually, She reached her gag reflex, but with all the training they had done together, powering through a simple gag reflex was nothing. She passed it and began to deep-throat him, taking his full length into her mouth.
Before he knew it, his penis had touched the bottom of her stomach.
Gohan let out a pleasurable moan of surprise as she reached the bottom of his shaft with her lips.
Looks like he was just more channeling like that mythological Pokemon. Uh-oh.
That's a good possibility, you know. They do exist in the same universe. No, they don't.
In the middle of getting a blowjob, I saw uh-oh. I was going to catch it, but my balls were far away.
Videl could feel his penis grow even harder and wider with the arousal she was giving. She removed it from her mouth and examined its state. Gohan's penis was now at least increased in girth by a third and at least a whole inch longer. The look of satisfaction grew over her face. Videl began to crawl on top of Gohan, but her bump made it difficult. Gohan could see the look of frustration overcome the satisfaction that once took her face. He could also see that she was now dripping arousal fluids from her swollen pussy lips. Gohan could hardly contain himself. His member was throbbing to be inside her. He couldn't wait any longer. Gohan flipped Videl over since she was on her hands and knees. She was crawling a second ago. Is she not on her hands and knees? Is she crabbing over him? Is that how that's fucking working?
No. It was a flip so that she ended up in the exact same position.
360 degrees. There we go. With her swollen belly nearly resting on the bed between them.
She ended up getting a bonus, like, in the middle of playing Tony Hawk, just doing a 360 flip.
Well, she's about to get a boners.
Ah!
Gohan came up behind her, and instead of grabbing her hips, he gently hugged her swollen belly in his arms. He noticed that whenever he touched it, Videl's labia would begin to throb and glisten in wetness. Gohan took his bare cock and massaged it around the outside of her vagina.
Bosses from Final Fantasy X-2?
It's a vague vagina.
It is.
It's blurred out with one of those sensor blobs from rap videos.
Then he started to rub her round belly and feel the lips pulsing on the tip of his cock. Videl began to shudder.
Suddenly he realized those weren't her lips. Those were the lips of a Venus flytrap that they kept in the room.
Do we want to keep the high-pitched Videl voice?
Yeah, go for it.
Please, Gohan. I can't stand it any longer. I need to get fucked.
Without hesitation, Gohan plunged his solid, glistening cock into her. He could feel how tight she was. It had been so long. He started fucking her hard, harder than he had done in the past. At first, he was worried he might be hurting her, but she kept begging for it to be rougher and harder. Gohan obliged and began thrusting her harder, so hard his ki started to form around him.
Gohan! I need you to go super!
Everybody super Sonic Racing!
She trailed
Gotta
off.
Gotta get your feet right off the ground.
Gohan knew what she meant and was sick with desire to make her come. And sick with desire to make her come, he didn't give it a second thought. Gohan began as he was powering up.
He sounds exactly like his wife!
No! Videl's up here! Gohan's down here!
Oh, gosh!
Swiftly, his hair began to stand up on end and glow golden. His eyes began to shift blue. Ki pulsated around him, and he achieved Super Saiyan during penetration.
Of course, that was this entire fic was geared towards. I'm up next.
Ooh! Gohan! It feels like you are filling every part of me full!
She panted to him. So, it feels like... I'm not going to do the whole thing.
Don't, you're gonna hyperventilate.
You're gonna
have a stroke. I'm having a panic attack, Gohan! Oh!
Pleased with himself, Gohan.
Get me a paper bag and wear it so I can pretend you're your father.
Pleased with himself, Gohan got right back to fucking her as hard as he could. With each thrust, his bald would slap hard against her clitoris, causing her to moan in arousal. The harder he fucked her, he began to notice something. That's an awkward sentence. It was like a wired way of sensing ki. It seemed that the deeper he was inside her, he could feel a sort of ki force on the tip of his penis. The harder he thrusted, and the more he felt the force, he felt himself become charged with even more power.
I'm going to go powerful Saiyan now, boy.
He wasn't sure what this meant, but for now, he didn't care. He had some hard fucking to do. It had been years since Gohan was able to achieve ascended Super Saiyan, but all of the power he had been gaining from the Ki Force touching the tip of his penis, he somehow felt that he could do it. He grunted to Videl,
I can go to the next level! I want you to come extra hard on my penis!
Oh yes! Go to the next level! Videl shouted with urgency.
So he played the whistle and was suddenly warped to World Force. That's the Dragon Zord sound, stupid.
That's a whistle. That counts.
No, it's not. It's
he plays it like a whistle!
He plays it like a flute!
Like a piccolo!
You're a jackass. I am. Gohan had to be still for a moment so he could concentrate. He left his penis inside her and began focusing his ki. Videl could feel his cock begin to swell inside her even more as he increased his power. The vibrations from him raising his power level began vibrating her clitoris. Gohan could feel the walls of her vagina tighten around his pulsing cock. She was close. With a burst of energy, Gohan ascended to Super Saiyan 2 and began to fuck Videl even harder. At this point, it's like jackhammers, you know? Just totally breaking up all the concrete that is crusted around her preggany vagina. Because that's totally a thing that happens. His balls were slapping against Videl's... Fuck! That's a horrible spelling! Clitoris. With such oomph that each time Videl let out a breathy moan. Is this a moan or is this his name?
I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be his name.
Gone! Was close to orgasm, and so was Videl. To help her reach over the edge, he used one hand to caress her swollen belly, and the other to key vibrate her clitoris. So, wait a minute. Is it, for pregnant women, is the belly just like a bigger clit? Is that how it works? I mean...
You're asking a room full of dudes.
I don't know if you've never been pregnant before, Tony. I make no assumptions about a person.
No, that is not how that works.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
He started pumping rope after rope of glowing Super Saiyan cum deep inside her. It's not ropes if it's inside her.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It doesn't turn into ropes.
It is. It
turns into a jet stream. Gohan was surprised that his...
Steve, it becomes a polar vortex.
His orgasm was taking so long, his hard cock was pumping cum into her for at least 5 minutes before it finally stopped. It had felt like almost an entire quart of Saman had left his body.
Just a moment.
I would just imagine if somebody's pumping cum for 5 whole minutes that his orgasm face is also happening for that whole 5 minutes. So it looked like he's in perpetual constipation. Videl flipped over to her back, sighing in relief. Gohan could see the golden semen oozing out of her puffed vagina. He looked back up at her, and to his surprise, her swollen belly looked slightly larger. It was still a month or two till the baby would come, so he knew that the bump would be growing fast, but this fast? He didn't want to worry Videl with it, so he ignored it for now. Honey, you've got this big growth growing under your eyeball. I don't think it should be doing that, but I don't want to worry you.
If I don't acknowledge it, it'll go away.
That is the American way.
But they're Japanese.
If you don't acknowledge the female orgasm, it'll
fuck
go away.
This second word. Videl exhausted from the fucking immediately fell asleep peacefully on the bed. Gohan, wanting to let her rest, put his clothes back on and left her there so he could tend to putting Awaya all things they had bought. As he was unpacking, he heard an all-too-familiar voice in his head. Next up,
Gohan, the balls are inert.
Gohan, your balls are inert.
Is it my turn? Gohan. Girl Han.
Is it my turn?
Gorilla Hand. Yes, it is.
Girl Han.
I'll get it. Just a second.
Gohan! Gohan, are you there? Gohan smiled. Hey, King Kai. Yes, I'm here.
Do you want to send your coded World War II message to me by telepathy this time?
Good. Gohan, I need to tell everyone that I have sensed an extremely high power level approaching Earth quickly. King Kai stated with haste.
I extremely spelled that way reminds me of a really shitty pun for, like, a tree removal service.
That's funny. Oh, no. I'll get all the Z-Fighters together and we can all start preparing. Do you know how long till it will get here? Gohan replied. It's hard to say. Maybe about a week. Listen, Gohan, I've never felt a power like this before. You all need to be careful and figure out what this thing is before you start throwing punches. King Kai snarbled at him.
How does one snarble?
Like, snarf. No, like snarf from Thundercats.
Blah. Fuck you.
Blah. Why?
Well, try and get to the bottom of this, King Kai. Don't you worry, Gohan said with reassurance. After a short puff.
House.
Punch.
That's not punch.
There's no N.
Or H. Drink, Steve-O.
No.
Go drink, Steve-O.
No.
Drink.
Up to me. You need to drink. After a short puff, Gohan added, hey, King Kai, can I ask you kind of a weird question? Gohan could feel himself turning red from embarrassment. No, I corrected myself. You can go fuck yourself. Well, what is it? I don't have all day, you know. The Kai yelled back at him. Right, Gohan replied, switching to a serious tone. You see, I too sensed a very weird energy today. Like nothing I have ever felt. I was hoping you could tell me what it means. Where were you when you felt the energy, Gohan? King Kai asked with earnest. Well, I was, inside my wife. Gohan said in a high-pitched tone of embarrassment. The Kai jumped back at the statement. Yeah! Gohan! King Kai regained his composure before asking him, well, actually, Gohan, isn't Videl pregnant? No, sorry, that's, isn't it Videl pregnant? Yes, she is. The baby will be here in a month or two, he replied. Yes, of course! Gohan, the energy you felt, it was your baby's key. It would stand to reason that the child of Gohan and Videl, both strong fighters, would have a pretty powerful baby, the Kai exclaimed with confidence. Oh, wow, our baby must be powerful if it could lend me energy like that to go Super Saiyan 2, Gohan said in excitement.
Excitement.
Fuck.
Get fucked.
What do you mean, Gohan? It gave you more power? King Kai quickly asked in confusion. Yes, King Kai. Every time I felt its key, I would feel this power well up deep in my core. It felt like I was becoming more powerful with each sensing of the baby's key, Gohan explained. Yes, that is very peculiar.
Peculiar.
Sure, you pronounce that misspelled word your way, I'll pronounce it mine. Maybe since the child is still unborn, it has this ability to give its key away. Gohan, you better be careful. You don't want to take all its energy from it, the Kai scold him.
Maybe stop poking it with your dick.
That too.
It's a Saiyan dick, though. It's just kind of like seeing the full moon, so the baby's getting hairy in there.
Gohan swiftly replied, that's just it, though, King Kai. After the surge of energy I received when it was time for me to, release inside of her, it just kept coming out. At least a whole quart, which is a lot for humans. Even a human Saiyan hybrid like myself. Then I noticed that her belly looked larger. That is a thing. Perhaps.
Well, that's a thing. That's a fucking good answer.
Perhaps you were feeding off the baby's powerful key. And then when it was time to finish, you fed it some of yours, the Kai pondered. Tell me, Gohan, do you still have the power that granted you to turn Super Saiyan 2? Yes, I still have the power, Gohan assured.
So, like, Did any of you guys see the Bio Broly movie?
Yes.
So is he like making Bio Broly in his wife's stomach?
Quite possibly.
That'd be kind of hard considering it would probably be her womb.
For fuck's sake, bro.
What's up?
Well, be it a little unorthodox, it seems an easy way to both train yourself and your baby.
Jesus.
That sounds like a very cheap advertisement for like a class offered at the YMCA for very shitty parents.
Is your baby not standing up for itself while
Is your baby's
utero?
Power level too small? It may be a little unorthodox, but come join us for an easy way to train both yourself and your baby.
Just get fucked by Gohan while he's Super Saiyan 2.
Yeah, that's the plot of the story.
King Kai surmised. The Kai finally added, "But Gohan, be careful. Don't get too distracted. You must tell the others about the new foe approaching the Earth." "I will, King Kai, right now," Gohan answered with determination.
"Gohan, get in here."
Gohan rushed back to the bedroom to wake up Videl and tell her of the threat approaching Earth. They decided to gather all the Z Fighters at Kame House to discuss a plan of action. To discuss a plan of action. Stay tuned for more excitement on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Woo! I mean, you're leaving her with a literal quart of golden semen extra inside of her. That can't be good.
Yeah, but it's Super Saiyan cum, so it's very resistant to cleaning or removal.
David, it's your turn.
Last time on Dragon Ball Z, Gohan and Videl went shopping for their new baby.
Sire.
That's what I said. Baby. But new items was not the only thing Videl wanted. Gohan discovered a weird key.
Wired.
When
he's trying
a
to think of the
wired key when he was having sex with her and received a super power boost.
Sounds like something you'd have to pay extra for in one of those freemium MMOs.
What's the upcharge?
King Kai then warned of Gohan. King Kai then warned Gohan of a new foe approaching the Earth. What will the Z Fighters do when they learn the news?
The sheer weight of this is just crushing him.
Episode 102.
Temsu says, "Hang in there, David."
Okay, hold on. I gotta touch the dragon orbs real quick. Yeah.
It sounds like you're not touching them, but more you're suffocating yourself in them.
That's okay too. A lot of people like that.
Can you
days.
Please keep reading? The Boobalies can wait.
A few hours later, all the Z Fighters assembled at Kame House. Well, everyone except Goku and Vegeta, who were training with Wiz on Lord Beerus's planet. Everyone was gathered around in the living room waiting for Gohan to explain King Kai's warning.
All this technology and telepathy, and we still have to fly out to Kame House to get updates on the state of the world. Sheesh!
Krillin complained under his breath. Oh, well, shit. Missed opportunities. He leaned back in his trendy beach shirt on the couch and rested his arm on the rest. 18 heard the remark and sent him a glare, to which he stiffened up a bit less relaxed in his seat. Why are all the men in Dragon Ball Z abused by their wives?
Because all their wives are pretty much stronger than they are.
Yep.
Okay.
Makes
but
sense.
Why?
Because they like strong women. I don't fucking know.
Couch, folding her arms and resting her weight on them propped up on the couch.
On the screen now.
If Gohan says King Kai's got a special message for us, then the least we can do is show up to hear it.
That she sounds awful. Oh my goodness.
She said in her usual catty tone, her breasts now unnecessarily hung out around her arms as she was leaning on the couch. Light reflection ripped across Master Roshi's glasses as he was sitting directly across from her. It was very obvious his hidden eyes were deeply buried in her unnecessary cleavage as he giggled to himself.
for a porn fic, this is pretty much on point to what would happen in an episode.
Oh, yeah. Just see, Videl sat on the other side of the couch, staring lustfully up at Gohan, who was standing in front of them all, about to address the group. She was still swimming in the immense pleasure Gohan had given her a few hours ago, and was plotting when she would demand more from him. Just the thought of it made her labias throb.
It's like a cheap, like, low-budget horror effect where they fill it with, like, those bladders and it just throbs.
Okay, everyone. A few hours ago, I spoke to King Kai. He told me he sensed an enormous energy level approaching Earth and that it would be here in a few weeks.
Gohan began to calmly tell the crowd. Tien, who was standing behind the couch, uncrossed his arms and turned to face Gohan more directly.
Do we know what kind of power we're dealing with? Do we need Goku for this, or is it something we can take care of ourselves?
He questioned.
Yeah, me and Tien have been training!
Chiaotzu swung around Tien and exclaimed excitedly in his high-pitched voice.
Tony!
Gohan crossed his arms! Shut up, Chiaotzu. Chiaotzu, Chiaotzu, you're the worst.
You were adopted!
Worse than Yamcha.
Nobody's worse than Yamcha!
He's right, you know. There is nobody worse than Yamcha.
Gohan crossed his arms and lowered his head.
I don't know. King Kai said this was unlike any sort of power he's felt before and wanted us to be careful. We need to figure out a way to know what we are dealing with,
he replied.
I know,
Bulma shot up in excitement.
We'll get Fortune Teller Baba to locate the energy with a crystal ball, and then we can see what kind of fighter it is,
she yelled, raising her hands in the air, her breasts unnecessarily bouncing.
Boink.
Wow, Bulma, that's actually a great idea,
Krillin muttered. Bulma's face turned frighteningly grotesque as she began hissing at Krillin, knocking him off the couch with a powerful slap.
Yeah, good luck with that,
Master Roshi interjects with a serious tone.
You all know my sister, and she might take some convincing, he explained.
Yeah, well, will not dying from mysterious superfighter be enough? Bulma screams at him, causing him to rear back in his seat.
What the fuck is that? David!
What's up, man?
What's so funny?
It's her hissing.
She's a snake now.
It's worth a shot, Gohan adds. We need to try something.
Well, how do we summon her?
Yamcha joins the discussion before it being cratered.
Get the Baba Balls.
Knowing that old hag, she probably already knows we're talking about her.
Master Roshi retorts.
You're not talking about me. I'm Baba.
What did you call me?
Baba appears above Roshi's head, resting on her crystal ball, which she uses to smash on his head. She bounces off of him and turns to Gohan.
What this about some kind of threat approaching Earth?
Baba inquires. Bumla interrupts, holding her arms out wide.
Baba, we need you...
Baba, we need you to locate the energy with your crystal ball so we can figure out what we are dealing with,
she pleads.
Now, why would I do such a thing?
Because we got Mountain Dew and Doritos, and you need that shit for gamer fuel.
Baba replied with her usual fastness. Gohan turned to her.
Please, Baba, King Kai wants...
King Kai?
Baba began to smile and blush.
But if this is coming from King Kai, I would be happy to help.
Bulma's eyes bulged as she imagined what sort of past Baba and the Kai must have for her to agree so quickly.
Baba and the Kai, this summer at the Maryland, was it?
The Maryland Opera Society?
The Meyerhoff Symphony Hall, Pier 6. No, it's gonna be a Rams Head Live.
Krillin walked into another room and started masturbating.
Gotta go masturbate, I'll be RB. 18,
The group leaned in around the crystal ball, waiting for Baba to work her magic.
Baba! Baba!
Sorry, that's just disturbing.
What, Krillin masturbating? Nobody wants him to be that happy.
Yes, that's the sound that Krillin makes while he's masturbating, isn't it?
Baba! Baba! Baba!
This is the only time I'm happy.
You don't dictate my happiness.
Yes.
My dick dictates my happiness.
I hate you.
You're welcome.
Do I have to do this? Is this a thing that has to be done?
Yes!
Yes, let's see here. Baba began searching for the power. Yes, I think I found it. Boy, King Kai was right to warn you about this one. The power is immense, she exclaimed as she waved her hands around the ball. Apparently she's a peppier version of Deckard Cain. A picture started to form in the ball as the fighter's shape slowly took form. Everyone waited in suspense as the image attempted to stabilize. Piccolo, who had been silent in the corner up until now, glanced over and then gasped.
A Namekian?
Piccolo exclaimed in surprise.
That's a surprise?
No.
It's missing an R, but the second part of it's still right.
I still want to call it surprise. This is as clear as the image can get. This is as clear as the image can get until he gets to Earth, that is, Baba mentioned.
Well, Boma began to process, the picture is very blurry, but I've seen a lot of Namekians, and this guy definitely looks like one.
Wow, racist.
That's not racist, it's Bulma!
Racism.
That's not... No!
Technically speciesism?
No, it'd be racism.
You're all wrong!
Why would a Namekian be traveling here to Earth?
Vidil asked curiously.
What I want to know is, how is he flying through space without a spaceship?
What I want to know is, where's the caveman?
Krillin wavered in fear. He must be pretty powerful. Go ahead and turn to Baba.
So he's fear masturbating.
Is there anything else you can tell us, Baba? Let's see if I can get the fighter's intentions, paps.
These paps are red.
Baba replied, closing her eyes and focusing her energy on the mysterious fighter. Ah! Baba let out, startled as she made the connection. This fighter wants to end all life on planet Earth. And meanwhile, everybody's just, like, shrugging. That's sort of normally what people come here for, right? Bulma
him and the last five guys.
Bulma turned around to Piccolo, still in the corner alone.
Piccolo, is there such a thing as a Namekian god of destruction?
Not that I heard of.
Piccolo stated with his arms crossed.
But nothing surprises me anymore.
Well, either way, it doesn't matter, right?
Krillin interjected.
All we gotta do is get Goku and Vegeta to come back.
Is that spelled correctly? No, it's not.
That's my favorite Vegeta character, Vegeta. He was like when Vegeta and Gaia from Captain Planet combined.
It's Vegeta.
That's the same thing. They did the fusion dance. Whoopi Goldberg was like, fusion, huh?
To come back from their training and take care of this Namekian. And if anything bad happens, we'll use the dragon, but I'm afraid this won't be that easy. King Kai's familiar voice boomed in their heads. This foe is at least four times stronger than both Goku and Vegeta. Shit! Fuck! I just imagine Vegeta as that perpetual stupid grin Vegeta. I've contacted Goku and filled him in. He should be arriving by instant transmission anytime. And damn it, minute now. The Kai finished, and so did I.
Zui.
Logan. You know, we're going to get through. We might get through.
Just then, Goku and Vegeta arrived in a flash in a room. Fuck! Bitch!
Please, calm down.
This story sure does make people violent. Dragon Balls should be banned.
Arrived in the room in a flash by instant transmission.
Shwoop! I said shwoop!
Yes, shwoopy-doo. The group greeted them, and they began the serious discussion of how they would defeat the oncoming foe. Gohan's mind trailed off to his earlier discovery. He didn't really want to tell the others, but could he just use sex with Videl to reach higher powers? Maybe with enough sessions, he could become strong enough to defeat the mysterious Namekian. He felt his cock begin to strain against his clothes as he contemplated it.
So, you know, training in that, like, 20 times Earth gravity environment ain't got shit on having sex with a pregnant woman.
No.
Pretty much.
Because it's your baby's giving you a blowjob and giving you power.
It's like a pseudo half internal.
It's a tiny spirit bomb, Logan. It's a tiny spirit bomb.
Gross.
They're kamehamehaing back and forth forever.
Ew.
Really not sure how we are going to do it this time, guys. Goku said in a low voice, even using the hyperbolic time chamber wouldn't be enough time. The group was sort of down in spirits, searching for a possible way to win the fight, except for Gohan, who was still imagining the next training session he would get with Videl. Vegeta noticed Gohan's lack of concern and called him out on it. You, son of Kakarot! Aren't you worried about this new power? This fuck bitch!
This fuck bitch!
You there, son of Kakarot!
Are you aware of this fuck bitch?
Are you aware of this fuck bitch?
Vegeta barked at him in an attempt to get him to talk. Gohan turned a little red. Well, I guess sort of. I kind of found a new training technique I was thinking of using that might make me strong enough in time. a new training technique, Vegeta yelled in an unamused voice. Why don't you tell us about this new training technique so we can do the real fighting? Gohan realized the mistake he had made.
Oh god, no. It's gonna be a gangbang with the Pregos.
Oh no, I can't. I mean, it's sort of a secret. It's not something you could do anyway. Gohan attempted to argue in a feeble voice. Vegeta became visibly angry. A secret?
When was Vegeta not visibly angry?
That one time he was happy. That, you know, when he was dying.
For those 5 seconds.
Gohan, well, I mean, it was longer than 5 seconds in the show, but Goku interrupts. Son, the Earth is in danger. We need to know any way we can use to win the fight. Gohan pondered it. Goku was right, even though it seemed taboo to talk about in front of all his friends and family.
I had sex!
Shut up!
And it felt so good. But they'll let me put my penis inside.
Shut up, David. Even though it seemed taboo to talk about in front of all his friends and family, he needed to for Earth's sake. Gohan began to explain the sensations he felt, the power it provided, and the effects later on the baby's power. He described it as a loop, one where he gained power from the baby, then he delivered power to the baby, increasing the baby's own power.
Baby, because baby.
Baby. Wasn't that the name of the bad guy from GT?
Baby.
Yeah. Baby. Baba.
Oh my god, Dave. You've just blown this fic wide open.
Kaboom!
We have theories on fan theories. But that's just a theory. A fanfic theory. Thanks for listening.
Gohan guessed that each time the baby's power would increase and thereby increasing the power it would give out, and on, looping round until the baby was born. Everyone was shocked by the discovery. Videl was surprised. Surprisingly, not very shocked by the news. She was almost excited that her baby was so strong, and smiled at how Gohan had connected with it and bonded during their fuck session.
Doesn't matter, head sex.
Still counts.
Now I'm going to need to go listen to The Lonely Island.
God damn it. I knew this is where this was going. Does this mean we all get to have sex with Videl? Master Roshi immediately asked with earnest.
Immediately.
Yes. Sorry, we all get to have sex with Videl.
I'll take that one for the team.
Asked with Ernest, as in Ernest goes to camp.
Ernest goes yep. to Videl.
Ernest goes to Videl's vagina.
Gohan was about to freak out and scream at him when Videl interrupted.
Yes!
It's actually not a bad idea.
What? I wasn't being serious!
I was pretty serious screaming, bro.
It was a good time?
Like, I think I need some new eardrums.
Excuse me while I drink some alcohol to avoid retching. It's actually not a bad idea, she said calmly. If what you are saying is true, this is our only way to defeat the Namekian. I know it will be weird for us, Gohan, but it sounds like it will also make our baby even stronger if it gathers energy from all the Z fighters.
Everyone will fuck Videl tonight.
Gohan isn't gonna have a good time.
Gohan likes to get cuckolded tonight.
We just wanna see ya bring that power level up.
Fuck Videl. Fuck I said, fuck Videl.
Gohan slumps his body over into defeat. Videl always gets what she wants, and since he just had a heaping helping of baby power, he probably wouldn't be getting some more anytime soon.
That's one D away from Gohan having a face full of baby powder.
Son, I want you to know, Goku placed his hand on Gohan's shoulder.
Oh no!
I won't ask Videl to help me increase my power unless it's truly a last resort. I'll train on my own, and when the fighter gets here, if it's not enough, only then.
I'll do it really quick.
I'll do it while everybody's watching in the middle of the fight.
Don't expect me to be begging for the power boost either, Vegeta said scornfully.
I'm just refusing it because Kakarot is refusing it.
I certainly don't need the help of a feeble Earth woman to defeat a Namekian in battle. Well, if you're just gonna give out power increases, Krillin smiled and placed his hand behind his head.
Of course.
Fucking Krillin, goddamn
it. literally fucking Krillin.
18 shot a sharp look over at him, and he muttered to himself, I'll never be strong enough. Videl finally butt in. Guys, we don't have to make this so awkward. We can spend the time waiting for this fighter to arrive here at Kame House, and I'll, with quotation marks instead of an apostrophe, stay in one of the rooms upstairs with the door shut. Whoever knocks on the door during that time, I will help get a power boost, and then they can go about the rest of their training until the Namekian gets here.
Oh, so it's going to be like sloppy 152s.
She rolled off of the couch and began waddling up the stairs, holding onto her bump.
Oh, that's also because of the extra quart of semen.
Well, you know where to find me, she waved on her way up. It was some time before she received a knock on her door. Videl guessed the Z-Fighters would be embarrassed or be awkward about the exchange.
I've never seen a woman naked before.
When the first knock
Johnson,
sounded...
What are you doing here?
I was going to say. When the first knock sounded, she was surprised to see a face that was absent from the initial gathering. Chi-Chi.
No!
She let Chi-Chi inside and shut the door behind her.
Hot scissoring action!
Had just arrived with Trucks and Goten.
Trucks?
So they could join fathers. Chi-Chi lowered her head, and in an unusual, serious tone, she confided in Videl. Truth be told, I'm getting old, and I'm having a hard time keeping up with everyone. I used to be the known for being the strongest woman in the world, you know.
The strongest women, so she's multiple strongest women that she is the known for.
Oh, Chi-Chi, of course I'll help you. You have done so much for Gohan and I, Videl replied sweetly.
You know, she's been given this amazing gift, and yet she's gonna squander it just because an old woman doesn't feel validated enough. I mean...
Yes, that is the problem with the situation, Steve.
David?
No, I was making sure my chickens were okay.
Hi, chickens.
They're not in here.
Hi, chickens! Oh, I said it loud so they can hear me.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Chi-Chi's manner changed to something more fierce.
Well, let's get to it then.
She began to roll up her sleeves. Is she gonna fist her?
Sure. I mean, some people are loose.
Videl took off her
Videl
clothes.
Videl is loose.
And laid down on the bed and propped her legs up so that her vagina was ready to be accessed. She reminded Chi-Chi, the loop won't complete itself unless you orgasm too.
I have an orgasm to 1972.
Oh, honey, don't you worry about it, about that. What do you think I did when that sorry excuse for a husband of mine was too busy being dead for years?
Whoa!
Confidence?
I mean,
the fuck?
He saved the fucking world!
A look of excitement overtook Videl's face.
A woman needs pleasure!
Chi-Chi climbed up in on the bed. She started massaging Videl's thighs and around her labias so she would relax more. Then she began to rub her fingers in circles on Videl's clitoris.
It was a bull.
Videl said softly with surprise.
When did Chi-Chi become Gollum?
Chi-Chi then lowered her hand down to Videl's moist slit. She slowly inserted one and then another finger to get things nice and wet. She then lowered her head into Videl's airy mound and crowned her clitoris again with her tonge. Her fingers started rhythmically pumping in and out of her, making sure to rub perfectly across Videl's NG spot. Videl stretched her head backwards and began to pant as she clutched the sheets below her. I'm feeling real barfy during this.
Okay.
Once Videl was nice and warmed up, Chi-Chi sat up and wiped her mouth with her free hand.
If that son of mine is like his father, you're going to use to take a lot with his two small fingers,
she exclaimed. Chi-Chi made a ball with her fist.
I'm leaving!
Slowly inserted it to get it coated. Thoroughly with vagina secretions.
That is Videl. Not where fists go.
Videl called out, or as the ball fist began to fill her, giving her the amount of girth she needed. Chi-Chi brought her head back down to Videl's clitoris and began sucking it hard. She throws her fist in and out. Videl's vagina flowing with juice.
You just like adding extra juice bits, don't you?
As an aside, there is absolutely, positively nothing sexy about this scene.
No, there's not
one thing.
No, you love it.
Videl spread her legs further apart and aroused her. Chi-Chi took out her fist and then balled up the other hand and began inserting it to coat it with Dell's natural
lubricant. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
She then traded between fists, punching into Videl's vagina. The much what faster the rhythm.
That is definitely not how you fist.
Hi-ha! Hi-ha!
Videl, look, it's a training regimen.
Moaning in approval.
So close. I just need it deeper.
Videl begged once again.
I can't come unless I can feel it in my throat.
Chi-Chi laughed.
My son really is like his father, then, if that's what you're used to.
Not a turn-on at this time!
No.
Not even a little.
Not even down.
Tony, you're up! Have fun!
Chi-Chi tensed up and began punching her alternating fists deeper, almost to the middle of her forearm. She got so deep, she could feel her fists punching against Videl's cervix like a punching bag. It was then.
Man, you know, okay.
You gotta eat thunder, rap lightning.
Yeah, think back to all of the training montages you've seen in films and just replace every single piece of equipment they've used with a vagina.
All of Rocky takes on a very different
turn. Your best, then you got to reach your prime. That's when you need to put yourself to the test and punch a vagina into submission. It didn't quite rhyme right. Oh, it didn't quite rhyme right.
What's then that she noticed the key?
True love is elbow deep.
That's the name of the episode right there.
No. Here's a picture of a sandwich.
Videl, I can feel the baby's key. Chi-Chi exclaimed excitedly. Videl sat up, gripping around her outer thighs. Ooh, I'm starting to come!
What are you, the lead singer for AC/DC?
I was going to say one.
She called out to Chi-Chi. In an instant, Chi-Chi stood up, ripped her skirt clean off, and swung herself into Videl for a vagina kiss. As soon as each of their vagina lips locked, Chi-Chi took her fingers and made them into her typical two-finger fighting pose. Hiya, ya, 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 yeah. Chi-Chi yelled as she struck each of their clitoruses in what seemed like it should have been a fighting move. The two began to orgasm simultaneously as Chi-Chi's orgasm fired off a small key wave deep into Videl's vagina. The two collapsed on the bed, panting heavily. Videl exclaimed in a breathy voice,
"This seems more like a way to give an energy abortion."
"Oh, Chi-Chi, you'll have to teach me how you did that move there."
At that point, the punches had actually broken part of her spinal cord, and she started experiencing a mild concussion.
Honey, that move took me 30 years to master, Chi-Chi replied flatly. Stay tuned for another exciting episode of Dragon Ball Z.
No more fisting.
Last time on Dragon Ball Z, the Z Fighters, with the help of Baba, located the mysterious Namekian fighter and decided the only way to get stronger in time was to use Videl's unique power boost ability.
Copyright trademark.
IOC, do not steal.
Surprisingly, Chi-Chi was the first to get a power boost. Which Z Fighter will be the next to get the ultimate power boost before this evil foe arrives?
I think it's Wheel, because there's one L.
What? Yeah, damn it. All right, drinking.
Also, Val will end up not be joining us today.
Wow, that was English.
Episode 103. Piccolo becomes the student.
Piccolo doesn't have a penis, so this scene better not happen.
He can just jam his arm in there, bro.
I guess.
For the next week, Videl got several more visitors in need of power boosts.
Yamcha!
was a little disappointing, but Videl knew how to touch herself to aid in finishing.
Wow.
Even though Tien wasn't as big as Gohan, with the addition of Chiaotzu, the three had a lot of fun.
Tony, it's Wasaint.
Damn it! All right, I am drinking again. I'm almost done with my rum and coke. I'm going to have to go get my hard root beer after this. Despite how annoying Krillin can be, Videl was surprised at how good he was. For a full human, he was pretty well endowed and knew how to use it. The only thing that made Videl sort of laugh was his height. While he was penetrating, he could lay his head on the top of her bump like a pillow.
So he could just fall asleep right afterwards.
Videl was kind of relieved that downstairs she could hear Bumla and Chi-Chi warding off Master Roshi from knocking.
Yeah, Videl was happy got some power in me, I swear.
Videl was happy to help save the world, but she just drew the line there. She had standards to maintain. And of course, she wouldn't be helping either of the boys, Goten or Trunks. After all, they were just children. Videl's bump had swelled from the energy addition of the Z-Fighter she had gained. Overall, she was happy, but if anything, it made her really appreciate what she had with Gohan. Nothing ever compared to the way Gohan could fuck her. Even though she was getting a lot of attention over the past few days, she never felt fully satisfied and longed for him to come knocking.
After that fisting, I mean, I don't know. Outside on the beach, many of the Z-Fighters were reveling in their new powers. Vegeta and Piccolo stood, arms crossed, annoyed at the smugness and arrogance of the reborn fighters. "This is unbelievable," Vegeta scoffed. "I trained at 900 times gravity for months, and these fools simply have a pleasure party with an Earth woman and increase their powers tenfold." Piccolo stoically added,
"As much as I agree with you, I'm starting to wonder if I shouldn't do it anyway."
"Yes, do it, stupid."
Vegeta, shocked, uncrossed his arms and broadened his stance facing Piccolo. "You can't be serious! Namekians don't even have genders! How do you expect to participate?" he questioned. Piccolo looked up and out into the waves on the beach.
"It's true. We Namaks don't have genders and reproduce asexually. But I have the power of regeneration, and I think I could generate the necessary appendages to complete the training."
"That's not how regeneration works.
That's not how penises work."
"Okay, real talk, that's not regeneration, that's just generation, all right?"
So, I gotta ask, Dave, are you proud of this author for having acknowledged what you had brought up earlier?
Oh, this is
no.
So
good. In fact, I am
There's no pride to be found here.
There's none. Not a pride. Not even a Simba.
I'm proud.
Or a Nala.
not even a Kovu from Lion King 2 in your panties.
"Look, Videl, everywhere the light touches is where you can give extra power to. Except
everywhere
for that.
The light
that's a Namekian. You cannot give him any power. He doesn't have a penis." Vegeta crossed his arms again and turned himself away to lean back with his back. Damn it!
Sorry, what were those words, Steve?
"To lean with his back against the house. Ridiculous! Have you no pride?"
"The opposite,"
Piccolo enlightened him.
"If this Namek is causing destruction across the universe, I can't allow him to bring this kind of reputation to my people."
Piccolo turned his head to Vegeta.
"I will stop him myself."
Upstairs in the house, Videl was lying in her bed, thoughts swimming about Gohan. She wondered if during the training over the past several days if he had considered coming upstairs to visit her. Thinking about his massive, hard, glistinging cock.
Glistinging.
Pumping inside her was making her become flush. She could feel the blood rushing to her extra-sensitive genitals. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. Videl sat up in excitement. She just knew it had to be Gohan. She rushed over to the door as quickly as she could, waddle to answer it.
That is a really bizarre mental image.
Actually, I just imagined her getting up and waddling like a big ol' Oompa Loompa.
Oompa Loompa.
Doompity dong. Put your penis in me, you can't go wrong.
That didn't peter out quite right.
Nobody's gonna finish, they're not brave enough.
Oh, sorry.
She opened the door, not to her beautiful, sexy Gohan, but to Piccolo.
Hey, Piccolo.
She wasn't saddened it was signed her, Gohan, but feigned happiness and let Piccolo in. Piccolo explains to her his idea about generating the appropriate appendages so he could complete the training. The way he described it sounded so unromantic. But then again, it's Piccolo we're talking about. Finally, Piccolo asked, "All right, so what does it look like?" Videl's Aiden.
What?
Videl's Aiden?
Aiden. What? She was confused. Didn't you do your research ahead of time? Piccolo leaned back in disgust.
I didn't think it was that complicated. It's just like a little skin tail that hangs in the front, right?
Yeah.
Logan, yeah. It's your turn.
I get to describe the little skin tail.
In this episode of Dragon Ball Z, the Z Fighters help Obama nail the sexy Namekian.
Videl didn't know what to say, so she managed and, why don't you show me what you were thinking of, and I'll tell you if it's close.
Suddenly it comes out like a hockey stick, and then like a statue of Abe Lincoln.
It's just like, oh no, I like Abe Lincoln, let's go.
420 dogs ago.
Piccolo blushed a little and turned around. Okay, all right. He muttered, "I'm only doing this for my people's sake," he said to himself. He took off his clothes and turned around to reveal the appendage he had grown. Videl's eyes bulged and she fell backward on the bed beside of it. It was a small, flaccid piece of skin the size of a french fry hanging between Piccolo's legs.
I'm actually kind of hungry for french fries now.
Shut the fuck up, Steve. Go die in a fire.
Wow.
Videl was repulsed by it and shielded her eyes. No, Piccolo, no! That's not what it looks like at all!
It's not at all what it looks like.
I like my version better.
Yeah, well, your version's wrong, so drink.
No, I'll eat this cake.
No.
I'm eating an entire
cake. Go eat a large french fries.
No, I'm eating a whole cake. Piccolo was even more embarrassed and yelled at her, "Well, then tell me what to make it look like so I can complete the training." Videl, calming herself down, thought about it. "Well, would an example help?" Piccolo thought about the question for a second and then said, "I can replicate anything I can see pretty good. Way better than verbal description." Videl smiled. "Will you go get Gohan then, please?" Her face lit up with excitement.
A big green human penis.
Piccolo was a little worried about what the addition of Gohan might mean, but he was committed to completing the training.
Completing.
The training so he could help his people. A few minutes later, Piccolo arrived with Gohan. They shut the door behind them, and Gohan set his eyes on Videl for the first time in almost a week.
Wait a minute, is she like a fucking prisoner up there? Didn't she come out to eat?
She's eating so much cum, dude.
Ugh.
That's how it works. He did notice her belly had swelled slightly in the time away. He was surprised it hadn't increased more, but then again, she had had visits by some of the weaker fighters. Their donguses ain't so good. Gohan was eager that he had been invited up here and had hoped he would finally get to embrace her again. He blushed a little. "So, Videl," Gohan began, "why am I here?"
Man, what a philosophical question to be asking in the middle of this, the most appropriate of fisting fix.
Videl explained, "Piccolo wants to increase his power, but he needs a model to generate an appendage from. And I want him to use you." "After. And I want him to use you." She smiled. Gohan and Piccolo looked at each other awkwardly. Gohan wasn't sure how he would do it. Just the thought of Piccolo looking at his penis made it limper than a noodle.
Yeah! And that, I believe, is where we're actually going to end it this evening. One of our hosts has requested that we not try and push through the entire thing, but join us next time for the exciting conclusion of Dragon Ball Z,
the Tom and Negi Saga.
And Trench and Tony, thank you very much for being our guests tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure. I hope your power levels increase many, many times. And
if that's what you call slowly succumbing to alcohol poisoning.
I hope your skin tails are larger than a french fry.
Now that I can't boast.
Thank you to everybody in the chat. Afrohawk, Bestrader, DG 20016, Disambiguity, Epicenter, GBZ 23, Plugged Fire, Sean, Sketchling, Squirrel of Uden, Temsu, Trench, and Wolfboy 1988. We'll catch you all again next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to finish up the Tom and Eggie saga.
And now I'm calling it a skin tail from now on.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Deforestation by Thunder Thoen, and Castlemania 2010 by Ben Briggs. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.